Rest more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes, and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500, and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save, too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business, freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages? You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS, with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation porta potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation porta potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation porta potty, they usually send me a picture and say, "Hey, I've been thinking about you," which is good because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, "Hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was." That's right. R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Try the exotic Havana Heat at Buffalo Wild Wings. This brand new creation combines powerful Cuban spices into one amazing sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
In this dirty old part of the city.
Is this the animals?
When the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't
Eric Bird
use in trying.
Well, Peon still has a contribution to the Burke segment, but he said it's fairly lengthy and you'd rather wait and hold it till Monday, is that right?
Yes.
Well, Dan and I need to discuss that. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Well, Dan, I don't know. Okay. We decided it's okay. This is very interesting, something that's happening here. Now, this is in about 1 week. I've had three of these. And these are young guys who listen to this show and have listened for years. And in two of the cases, the one I'm about to read you is one. It's because of their dads. I love this. Listen to this. It's good afternoon, Frank. My name is Phil, and I'm not going to mention his last name. I'm 22 years old, and I listen just about every day. I love the show. I grew up listening to the show. I wanted to send you this to tell you my appreciation for the show. It brings back a lot of great memories for me. My father used to listen to the show every day, and of course, so did I. He passed away about 8 years ago. My goodness, his dad must have been young. He's 22. Passed away about 8 years ago, and a lot of things changed for me except one thing. Your show. I think of him every time I listen, and it puts a smile on my face. I love this show. I always enjoy the memories I get to remember because of it. AM and the PM. How about that?
That's nice.
Isn't that great? You know, I learned a long time ago that if we've done anything here, and I don't think in the whole scheme of things that when this show goes or I go, it's a blip on the radar. It is. There's not the impact of a Steve Jobs or a Bill Gates or even a Mary Tyler Moore or something that just, it's just a radio show. But, and there's always a butt in your face. This kind of thing makes me feel really good. I got a letter from a woman. This is a few years ago, and there was a time in my life when I would be ashamed or embarrassed, would be a better way to put it, to say this, that I cried. But I read her email, and I started crying. Because she said she lost her son. Her son was about 17, and he was killed in a car wreck or something. And she said, we argued about a lot of things, and like a lot of teenagers, there was some difficulty, and we didn't... I didn't like his music. He didn't like my music, she said. But when we were in the car, we would always listen to the show. And she said, we laughed. She said, we would, you'd tell a joke. She said, we would laugh and look at each other, and we'd each retell it to friends. And she says, and then he's taken away from me. He dies in this car wreck. And she said, to this day, when I'm in the car, I can almost see him laughing with me during the show. Mm. And I just thought, wow, that's good. I like that. Phil, thank you. Thank you for a great email. Your email made my day. Scott Sherman is here just out of the green room. Scott, how are you?
Terrific, Frank. How
are
you?
What do you do in the green room when you're in there?
I prepare for the show.
Do you prepare? There are a couple of people who work here, and I don't want to name names, but they put on a little makeup, and it's not TV, but they like to use just a little makeup. You don't do that, do you?
No.
Okay. All right, good. And I hope you take advantage of all the great treats. And the station has things catered to the green room just for those of us who are on the air. People don't know this.
They don't.
But they spend a ton of money on us. We've got a steam room and our green room is more like a never-ending buffet.
Like a spa.
And spa. Never-ending buffet and spa. Yeah. That's what it's like. How long have we done this Thursday thing? About a year and a half?
That's about right. I think it was August of 2015.
Wow.
And like a lot of things, you do it. And it was like most everything else on this show, the decision to do it and how to do it was made by me in about 5 minutes. And like a couple of other things, it just clicked. And the audience appreciates it. I appreciate what I've gotten to learn about the law and how many people you've helped. Reggie McDaniel, same thing. Heard him in Denver in the car, made a couple of phone calls, finally got a hold of him. He got to me. Boom, he's on the air for about 8 years. It's just sometimes things work out. And this has worked out, and we're about to get back into it. I'm going to do one bit of business, and then we're going to jump in and help some people. And Peon's contribution to the Burke segment, he says he'll hold off until Monday. I do want to mention that the segment coming up is not brought to you by Pistols Plus, but we're going to pretend like it is, because they're supposed to sponsor an outdoor segment, and we don't have an outdoor segment. So we're going to say that, do we have a name for this segment? Ask the Lawyer? I don't like that. Tech Talk is Jose. You guys think of a quick name for this thing with Scott?
Legal Talk.
How about
this? Could use his song, This Side of the Law. How about that?
Peon, you hit it.
With Scott Sherman.
This Side of the Law. That'll be...
With Scott Sherman, yeah.
This Side of the Law with Scott Sherman. Peon, you did it.
Oh, thank you.
But, you know, between the three of us, there's not much we can't solve in about 3 seconds.
No.
It's just...
It's amazing.
We're geniuses. That's all there is to it. So This Side of the Law will be brought to you by Pistols Plus. Pistols Plus is in Osage Beach, Missouri. It's across from Staples, right in the heart of Osage Beach. I've been going there, buying things there for over 20 years. I love this store, and you will too, and take your kids. They'll think they're in some sort of a zoo, and they'll wonder why the animals aren't moving. It's because they're dead, and they're mounted. They're stuffed, and there are lots of them, and most of them were hunted and shot and had mounted by the owner, Jim Reese. Jim and his wife, Pam, two terrific people who have played a little part in supporting this show. Not big advertisers, just small sponsors of a segment that doesn't even exist anymore. But if you're into archery, I'm not. But they have people who are. They have an expert there. They have a whole archery department there and a place to try their stuff out and shoot. They have an indoor shooting range for handguns and lots of handguns. And I know there was a Glock sale. I don't know if that Glock sale is still going on, but you can find out. They got a really great website. It's pistolsplusguns.net. If you can't remember that, go to francopinion.com. You'll find it there. Pistols Plus. It will become one of your favorite places. It might even be a reason, and reason enough, for you to drive to Osage Beach. Most people go because they're going there anyway. Thousands of people to check on their boats or their homes or whatever, but don't forget about it, because there's much more to it from the inside than it looks like from the outside. Pistols Plus, pistolsplusguns.net. Let me do a quick bit of business, and then we're going to jump right in here. And let me go ahead and give you folks the numbers so you can get in touch with Scott here. For most cell phones, star KTRS or star 5877. From other phones, 314-969, I almost forgot the number, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I could not be happier with the results that we've gotten for MD Health and Wellness. Thank you. Thank you, listeners, those of you who have gone and lost weight. Some of you as much as had one listener email me, 75 pounds, MD Health and Wellness. For me, 35 pounds. For Tom, whose letter we read, I think, 2 days ago, 40 pounds, who said it's the first time he's been under 200 since he was in college, and he's 58. He's thrilled. For my daughter, who just finished 1 week, I talked to her this morning. I said, I want to report, and I want to report after 3 or 4 weeks, because that's when you are really going to know this works. The place is MD Health and Wellness. They're in the business of a few things, helping men who are 40, 45 or older with low testosterone, helping people who have type 2 diabetes reverse that type 2 diabetes. It can be done in most cases. And of course, weight loss, specifically Dr. Emma's HCG program. If you don't know what that is, you can go to their website. I'm about to give you that, or you can just make an appointment to go in. I will tell you this, if you're looking for a place where you think you're going to run in, buy some stuff, pay them, and leave, this is not your place. They don't work like that. There's a reason that it's, how should I put this, that it's doctor supervised. They're not about to just give you something, cross their fingers, and even if it doesn't really work, they don't care, they got your money. It's pretty thorough. In fact, it's very thorough. They want to make sure that whatever they set up for you is right for your body, right for your lifestyle, right for your, specifically the heart of your body, because sometimes there's an appetite suppressant involved, and that's a stimulant. And it can mess with some people's heart rates. They want to make sure that's not going to be an issue. HCG is so easy. It's an injection, which I never would have thought would be as big a nothing as it is. The needle is about the size of a hair. Yeah, for about a month, every morning, you'll give yourself an injection. Just grab a little chunk of fat, and you know you got plenty of it. I did. And slide that little needle in there, shoot it in, and you're done. Dispose of the syringe, and you'll do it again tomorrow morning. On average, people lose about 25 pounds that first month. Now, what they do is give you the little jump start help, make it a little easier than it would have been if you'd done the first month on your own. As you wean yourself off of what they're doing for you, folks, it becomes like anything else. It's on you. You have to be willing to start watching the calories. And if you don't, you're going to be right back where you were. But once you, the great thing about this is in 1 month, and month goes fast, you know that. You know a month. Look, how many times do I can't believe it's been a year. I can't believe a month is nothing. And once you experience what it feels like after that month, I think you're going to be motivated to keep it going and do what you have to do. MD Health and Wellness, MDHealthWellness.com.
Oh, yeah.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law.
Real quickly, the numbers again, then we're going to get to these calls. Most cell phones, star, KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Patrick is up first today. Patrick, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. How are you guys today?
We're great, Patrick.
Fabulous. Hey, I had a little thing that happened to me a week or so ago, and it got me thinking about legality. Frank, you might be able to chime in on this. So I'm at an off-ramp waiting for the light to turn, and a bunch of other cars are there. And here comes behind us sirens and red and blue flashing lights, and everybody pulls over. And it's a tow truck, a commercial tow truck, you know, goes through the light and, you know, keeps on going. And I started wondering, is that legal? And do I have to pull over for a regular old tow truck, or does he have a special permit for that?
That's a great question. I've only had one, in all this year and a half, I've only had one complaint. One complaint from somebody who goes, wish Frank wouldn't answer, let Scott do the answering. Well, you don't get it. Part of this, it's like I'm in school. I'm in law school, and he lets me sort of practice. That one, I do not know the answer to. I don't think so. I don't think so unless, and then I'll let Scott have it. I think every once in a while that vehicle being towed is evidence. And there
but it wasn't even towing. He was going somewhere, so he wasn't even towing.
Well, there could have been a situation that's not the usual situation where it was crucial that tow truck get there because something about the situation required immediately the truck help extract, remove, whatever. Scott, you can take it.
Well, there's a list of emergency vehicles. Missouri has a statute, and the statute has a list of them, includes the stuff you would think, police, ambulance, fire. But I just checked it, and I believe that in this statute, there also is for a tow truck in specific circumstances of on its way to a emergency situation.
Let me give you an example. Can I give you an example? Patrick, how about this example? I think we've all seen a situation where there's a car teetering on an edge of a bridge or something, all right? They need that tow truck immediately because if that thing goes over, it's not going to be good and it can injure a lot of people. Maybe an overpass over an interstate or something. So, yes, that tow truck has to get there quickly. That's the only thing I can think of right now, but maybe that makes sense.
I think it's under those circumstances that it's an emergency, not your garden variety
right.
thing broken down on the side of the highway right. and they're just trying to get through.
But I do think there are situations where moving that vehicle is crucial and it has to be done in a timely, quick, right now.
That statute is 304.022.
That's what I was going to say. Hey, Patrick, thank you. Thank you for calling. All right. Jim is next. Jim, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing good, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'll try to go quick so we can get more people through.
A few
years ago, my dad passed away, and over the years, he had a couple small utility trailers that he had titled in his own name. I've had them for a while. I'd just like to sell them. Do I have to go and spend a couple $100 in probate court for trailers that are only worth a couple hundred? Is there a different way to work it? How does that work?
Those trailers, they are titled in your father's name?
Yes.
His estate seems long since closed. There doesn't seem to be a reason to open it again. The Department of Revenue gets a lot of heat for the amount of the lines. But if you go to a couple of those, and I suggest the one in St. Charles, a friend of mine runs that, they will be able to do that for you probably in a manner that is pretty easy without probate. Those trailers, because they were assets of the estate, should have been put into that estate to be probated so that it could have transferred to the right person. But because it's also a vehicle, title and ownership would also come into play. My suggestion on all vehicles where folks want to avoid probate is the transferable on death. Missouri is one of a handful of states that has that. Mm-hmm. And that would avoid it. But since you're caught in this trap now, I would start with a phone call or a trip to the Department of Revenue office. Where do you live? What part of town?
Franklin County.
Okay. Go to your local one. Tell them your situation straight up and say, how can I get these things titled in my name? There might be a way to apply for a title under these circumstances without going through the probate court. But this should have been done a couple of years ago.
Is this going to be a big deal for Jim? Is it going to be a lot of red tape? Are they going, well, we need proof not only that he's passed away, but that you are the rightful owner? Or is it going to become that mess?
I hope not. I hate to give a lawyer's answer, but with this situation, because it's after the fact, they may want something like a death certificate. They may want you apply for maybe the equivalent of a lost title application.
Here's my question. Even with a death certificate, how do they know that Jim is entitled to take over these utility trailers?
They probably don't.
But what does he need to do to say, hey, they're mine? He wanted me to have them. How does he do that?
Well, you don't want to bring the will in there because they don't know anything about that. But
there wasn't one.
There was never one?
No.
Start with them. If they stonewall you or it gets to be a huge headache, then you can send me an email, and then I'll put you in touch with some probate lawyers about how to do this as economically and quickly as possible. Is this because the tags or the plates on the trailer are now expired?
They're expired, but...
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. You're not doing anything wrong. But once those are expired and you can't get new tabs, now you're going to run into a problem that you don't want to have. So if we're going to spend money, we'd rather have it given to the probate court or to a lawyer that can get this thing titled right rather than to a municipality that's going to get you for expired tabs.
Right. Sounds good.
Jim, do you mind if I ask Scott a question on your behalf?
Sure.
All right. And Scott, I'm not suggesting doing this. I'm saying, what if Jim, because signing over a title to a vehicle or a trailer is simply a matter of seller's name and signature. Okay? That's it. What if he signed his dad's name? Now, I know it's illegal, but so is signing your husband or wife's name on something. I've done it 1,000 times.
Very good question, Brent.
Is it a big deal, really? He's his son.
It's
a trailer. If he signed it and just to cut through all this other crap, what are the chances of that ever becoming a big deal?
My officer of the court answer is it's a huge deal.
Okay.
My practical answer is it's not.
I got to tell you something, Jim. I am not endorsing or condoning this, but I'm just saying sometimes in life, and who of us has not signed, if you're married, your spouse's name on something? I've endorsed checks, little checks to my, she gets a refund check from a box of cereal. It's $2. I sign it and I take it to the bank. Okay. Same thing. It's not the end of the world. It's not that big a deal, I'm not suggesting it.
But Jim, are there other siblings of yours? Are there other sort of people that might have a claim or might be mad if you got that trailer?
They couldn't care less.
Jim, go to the DOR and send me an email.
Yeah.
That works.
Jim, thank you.
All right. Thanks, and thanks for asking the question, Frank, because I didn't.
You bet. And you know what? That was a great... Now, there's an example of something lots of people go through. But you know what I'm saying about signing your spouse's name to something? Not once ever has anybody... I've even been in... how should I put this? I've been in businesses where they said, we need both your signatures. And I said, well, she's not here. And the person will say, I'll look away while you sign. And I signed both our names. They don't care. They didn't care. Let's go to Bill. Bill, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Bill.
Hallelujah. I've been divorced for a year now. My wife got the house and pretty much half my paycheck. She now has a live-in friend, and when we were together, she only worked part-time. She now works full-time. 2 years from now, I can go back to court and ask for a reduction in what she's going to receive every month. Do you think I could have a chance?
Well, I'll give you the phrase that pays, substantial change of circumstance.
And from part-time to full-time.
You said she was working part-time at that time, and now she works full-time, and if she has someone living in the house that can help with the expenses, That's a substantial change of circumstance to me. It probably doubles, if not triples, her income and lowers her need for you to take care of her in the thing they call maintenance.
Why does Bill have to wait 2 years to do that?
I don't know, Bill.
Why do you have to wait 2 years?
I thought the court order said 3 years before
I could. But I think that's not taking into consideration this substantial change of circumstance. I think, Scott, couldn't he get that moved up to where he could ask for a change now?
Frank makes a great point. If that says maintenance for 2 years...
That's based on three years.
That's not based on a change of circumstance. She could hit the lottery and be a multimillionaire the next day. I think that's a pretty substantial change of circumstance. Now, this maintenance issue, this isn't a child support. You don't have kids that you're paying for, too, right?
I have a daughter in college.
Okay.
But she barely gets anything. Actually, my wife takes the majority of it.
That's a whole different set of circumstances. But with respect to, and again, the standard is the same, but with respect to her, I think at any time, if the change in circumstance is financially on the maintenance issue, on what they call, you know, alimony, is substantial, I don't think you have to wait. And I'd reread that order and that provision. Now, is this friend, you said it in a way, or is this a romantic friend? No, just...
I believe so, but
okay.
I don't know.
Get them to get married. Beg them. Tell them how great this would be for your daughter and you, and then you're done.
My wife already stated she will never remarry again as long as she's getting my money.
What a B word.
That's what they generally do. If you've got maintenance like that going, they will not get married.
Bill, we got to move on. But here's the deal. Scott said that I may actually have been right on this. A request a hearing to get this changed now. You have to wait 2 years for this. Her circumstances aren't the same.
Yeah, have that revisited with either the lawyer that you had on your divorce case or somebody else. And have them look at the order.
I need a different lawyer. You got an idea?
Send me an email. I'll give you some names.
Bill, do you know his email address?
Yeah. Scott Sherman at...
No. Everybody does this. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck, Bill.
Thank you, Scott.
Good luck, Bill. You're welcome.
Boy, we got to take a break. One more before we take a break. Sandy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. This is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. This is Scott.
I'm calling about my 90-year-old mother who lives in southeast Missouri. She was rear-ended in her car, totally 100% the other guy's fault, totaled her car. It's 3 months later. The insurance company for him is telling her that they are not going to pay for her medical bills related to this because she did not go to the emergency room. She did go the next day to the clinic there, and, you know, she lives in a rural area. But I'm just wanting to know, could you give me a source for her to get legal assistance?
Absolutely. Me. Okay. Send me an email.
This actually is something Scott does.
Yeah, I do this stuff. And let me tell you, this bothers me a lot with elderly victims of crashes. Tell her, Frank. You're thinking.
They're going to play this out hoping she'll pass away.
That's right.
They have to do anything. That's the honest fact. No, that's the truth.
It's disgraceful. And it's, to me, it's a form of elder abuse. And it's a form of discrimination. And I think that this is the worst kind of treatment because it's nonsense. The emergency room, an acute care, her own doctor, none of it matters. All that matters is, were the injuries that she sustained related to this rear ender, and was the rear ender the fault of the person that hit her? The answer is yes and yes. And for her to be discriminated against because of her age, I hope she lives to be 190, and I hope the adjuster that does this drops dead next Tuesday. Because this is not how you treat people. And this is what insurance is for. And when their insurer gets a letter from a lawyer saying, with a copy of a lawsuit, we're going to sue you, this probably will get resolved, if not sooner.
Okay.
Gosh, thank you so much. I'm a longtime listener, Frank, and I have to tell you, I've been on hold now for 15 minutes, and it was 100% worth it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, remember, for all the time you've listened. What, Dan?
But you remember his email address, right, Sandy?
I've got it written down here.
All right.
What is it?
Read it to us.
Law Offices of Scott Sherman.
No, again. Oh, my goodness. No. Law Office, singular. Law Office. You were close. You were off by a letter. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Okay, I've got it now.
Thank you for all the years you've given us, okay?
All right.
All right, Sandy. I take a quick break. We come back. We get some more. I love this segment. I love it. And folks, I appreciate that you let me look. I like to play police detective and I like to play attorney, but I never wanted to go to school to study to learn how to do it right because I'm a lazy, bad student. So this is like a fantasy. It's for me that I get to pretend to see if I can figure this stuff out. So thanks for letting me do that. One thing I've never tried to do is I've never asked Thompson Price, hey, can I go out for a week and help install kitchens and plumbing and stuff? No, that's not something I would mess everything up. If I touch anything in my house, like plumbing is a leak, it's worse. And now I got to pay people to come in more than I would have to pay them if I just called them in the first place. A lot of people, I think, try to remodel their own kitchens or bathrooms, or they let the brother-in-law do it or something. And usually, that's a huge mistake, especially if you want a total remodel, a completely brand new kitchen or bathroom. Let somebody do it who knows how. Let me think if I can think of somebody. Oh, yeah, this just came to me. Thompson Price. Thompson Price and his people, they're real good at this. And they are perfectionists, which is what you want if you want it done right. They'll know things to stop you from doing that you thought you wanted to do because they're really bad ideas. And they'll have ideas you never thought of or knew about, and you'll love them because they're great ideas. And between your ideas and theirs, you're going to have a fantastic kitchen or bathroom or bathrooms done by the people who do it as well as anybody. I can't imagine anybody can do it better than Thompson Price and his people. Are they cheap? No. Cheap is just what the word implies. Cheap. It just doesn't mean a price. It means quality of work. Are they overpriced? No. You'll get every dollar's worth. You will be proud of this for years and years and years. Let them show you how it's done right. I don't care who else you talk to. Talk to 10 people if you want to. Just make sure one of the names is Price. And congratulations to Tom Price on his and TJ, his son, on their new baby boy. It almost made it sound like he and his son had a baby. That's sick.
Wow.
And his son, he's the grandpa. TJ, his son, has a new baby boy. Congratulations. That was just yesterday. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, Showroom in De Pere. About a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me. All right, it's time to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, northbound 270 is an interesting highway this afternoon because we had that earlier accident at Marshall Road that was cleared. We just had a single vehicle accident that happened northbound 270 just past the Big Bend overpass. They're blocking the two left lanes. While the emergency vehicles were coming up from Highway 44 trying to get by, we saw two separate accidents happen because folks trying to get out of the way and hitting other cars. So you've got a four-vehicle accident on the shoulder at Marshall Road. You've got another two-vehicle accident just before Big Bend, and one single-vehicle accident blocking the two left lanes at Big Bend. And right now, traffic is backed up to Highway 44. Drivers taking a look on southbound 270. They are backing up now a little bit south of Page, and that goes down through Big Bend. Now, if you're on eastbound 40 downtown, things are jamming up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44, a little bit heavy between Mirage to just west of Bowles. You have westbound 4064, drivers slowing now from Boyle. That goes out through McCausland. A little bit heavy in the right lanes from Spady up through Highway 270. And eastbound 270 now, that is slowing McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Little Caesars, where you can enjoy five items at $5 each. It's real quality and value from Little Caesars. And they're hot and ready every day from 4 to 8. You could feed a whole group with their five items at $5 each. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Huer on Thursday Night Show. We visit with Nate Latch of Black and Gold Illustrated. He kind of gives us an overview of where Mizzou football recruiting is. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, we're talking football with Jim Thomas.
The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321. Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it helps incinerate fat, fuel explosive sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text MAN to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time she says,
"Let's build a fire,"
go out to the wood pile, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood. But unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it. While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile, you know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center. And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off. What a concept.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Paid for by the American Beverage Association, a member of the Illinois Coalition Against Beverage Taxes.
Some politicians in the state legislature must think we're made of money. Why else would they keep piling on new taxes? Have you heard the latest? Hang on to your shopping cart for this one. They're talking about a penny per ounce tax on hundreds of common beverages like teas, soda, juice drinks, energy drinks, sports drinks, and even flavored water. That means paying an extra $1.44 on a 12-pack and an extra 67 cents for a 2-liter. Seriously? My family is not the personal bank of Springfield, but they just keep asking for more. Look, we work hard to get the most out of our budget. Why shouldn't the state legislature be expected to do the same? Send a message to your state legislator right now. Go online to noilbeveragetax.com. Tell them we can't afford to pay more at the store. That's noilbeveragetax.com. Take action now.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry laundry at any of the appliance discounter's 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
You just can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Having a party for the big game? Serve only the best brats to guests from G&W Meat. G&W has over 30 varieties of sausage made on site in South City. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off South Kings Highway. Or go to gwsausage.com.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey, St. Louis. This is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, sorry, folks. You have to have commercials or you can't keep the lights on. Let's jump right back in. Mike, thank you so much for waiting. Say hi to Scott Sherman. Mike?
Hey, Scott. Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm up by Chicago, and you guys are coming in loud and clear up here.
Beautiful.
Hey, I sold a business in St. Louis, and guy gave me, I had it listed with the broker, business broker, Keith mm-hmm. Clayton. Sold the business. Guy bought it from us. Gave me like $30,000 down. The broker charged me $20,000 to do the deal. The guy had to make payments to me for 2 years. Well, he paid me 1 month and never has paid me since. So I live over in Illinois, but all of the legal work and everything was done in St. Louis. I want to find out, can I file in either location to collect it?
Yeah, I think the venue is where the breach happened. If the guy is from Illinois and didn't pay you, or if the transaction happened in Missouri, you know, I know a business litigation guy that not only would know exactly where to file it, but how to file it. And I don't think you're going to have a venue problem in either state. You're also an Illinois resident?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And the business was an Illinois corporation?
No, it's in Missouri.
All right. You know, it's like 6 1/2 dozen. Which county do you think in Illinois would you want to file in? Madison County or something like that?
Oh, like the most corrupt one, Madison or St. Clair.
Yeah, exactly. But this case happened in St. Louis County, and just, you know, this is not advice, but it's just as a general rule, business stuff is best done in places where there are more business people potentially on a jury. I don't know what your agreement says, but St. Louis County is not a bad place for that. If there's an automobile crash, Madison County or St. Clair is better than St. Louis County. So for a breach of contract action, I think you're good either way. It's just whether what strategically what you think and your lawyer thinks would be the best. So.
Okay. I'll email you and get a referral, and maybe I can use someone on your referral.
Outstanding.
Please do. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it. Thank
good
you.
Luck to you. Folks, I apologize. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a point starting next Thursday to cut down to where we jump in like a quarter after four and just get right to it. Scott, give me your email address.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
Scott Sherman, everybody. It's
Frank,
a great service you
guys
and people, and we appreciate it, and they appreciate it, and he will be back to do it again next Thursday. And if you didn't get that email address, you can find it at facebook.com/AM and the PM or at frankopinion.com. under sponsors, even though he's not a sponsor. He just provides a terrific service here for a lot of people. And I've learned a lot, and I hope you have too. And now we're going to have some traffic. Here to introduce that traffic, the one and only, and he's the best at this, Dan Strauss.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank. We had a KTRS listener call in, southbound 255, south of 64. There's an accident, and here's Tim Weiland, Airborne, with more traffic.
Okay, Dan, yeah, you know what? We're right over the Poplar Street Bridge now, and we're going to go check that out now. Here's what's going on northbound Highway 270. Only the left lane is blocked at Big Bend. You had multi accidents there. The one before Big Bend is off on the right shoulder. Police are with that one, and police are with the other one. Left lane is blocked. You're backed up right at Highway 44. Drivers are now slow and on southbound 270 from Page down through Big Bend. We have a stalled vehicle on westbound Highway 70 just before Bryan Road. Now, it's off the roadway, off the shoulder, and partially on the grass, but folks are slowing down from Highway K to Bryan Road to take a look at that. Eastbound 270 still stacking up at McDonald. You've got eastbound 40 drivers jamming up from Vandeventer to the Poplar. Westbound 40 drivers, you're slow now from Grand out through McCausland. Little Caesars, where you can enjoy five items at $5 each. It's real quality and value from Little Caesars, and they're hot and ready every day from 4 to 8. You could feed a whole group with their five items at $5 each. I'm Tim Weiland with your KTRS Airborne Traffic.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoin.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoin Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Randy Naughton for Carpet Masters Flooring. If you're shopping for new flooring, Carpet Masters is for you. Carpet Masters brings their store to your door with top brand carpet, hardwood, and tile samples, all in the latest colors and styles. Shop in the comfort of your own home. Carpet Masters has just the right flooring for you. Locally owned for 23 years with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, and estimates are free. Call 636-532-1311 to schedule your appointment or online.